Radio wave propagation is an important topic for wireless communication, and we're talking to Rafael Torres from the University of Cantabria and Susana Loredo, also from the University of Cantabria. You worked on ray tracing?
Yes, I worked. We work in ray tracing and in the characterization of the channel from ray tracing, by obtaining parameters like statistics in narrowband, widthband, etc.
Now, ray tracing is always computationally very expensive. You need to do a lot of computations to get some results. And that is one of the topics you've been working on.
Well, we are developing some methods to speed up ray tracing. One of them is this, based in the binary space partitioning. That is an algorithm developed for image animation by computers, and that we have adapted to this problem, the antenna problems. And this method allows to speed up ray tracing. And on the other hand, we work by using image theory, not bones in and rays, because we think that is a better solution. And on the other hand, we are working about the possibility of obtaining statistics from the knowledge of the rays and the signal at only one point in a local area. Then you can to know the statistic in this local area by reducing the computing needs a lot.
For what areas is ray tracing used? For indoor, also for outdoor microcellular?
Both. I think both of them, but as I work more with indoor environment, I can say that I have obtained a lot of results where for indoor environments where I think ray tracing works very well. Indeed, I have compared measurement and simulated results in indoor environments, finding a good agreement between both. I can't say too much about outdoor environments because I'm not involved with that sort of environment.
Now, ray tracing is computationally very expensive. What type of platforms do you use to get some reasonable results? Is that just a simple computer or is it
a simple computer. We use PC, Pentium, 300 megahertz, and it's enough to obtain good results in a reasonable time.
And is ray tracing reliable enough, or do you still need to go out and do measurements to verify or to calibrate results?
Okay, I think that ray tracing is enough. In fact, the result that we are obtaining don't need any kind of
fine-tuning, calibration.
Yes, in fact.